From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Rusty Nelson reading Lure of the Wild from the Wilderness series by David Thompson. Now let's begin with Lure of the Wild. Chapter 1. Indians, the lead rider said softly. Both men immediately reined up. The second rider, the younger of the duo, sat anxiously astride his mare and took a firmer grip on the hawken in his right hand. He scanned the surrounding forest, his keen eyes scouring every shadow and possible place of concealment, the northwesterly breeze stirring his long black hair. Like his companion, he wore buckskins. A knife with a 12-inch blade rested in a sheath on his left hip. Slanted across his broad chest were his powder horn and bullet pouch. Tucked under his belt were two pistols. "Where?" he asked. "Over yonder," the first man said, and nodded at the mountain slope to the southwest. In contrast to his youthful companion, the lead rider sported shoulder-length hair, a beard, and a mustache that were all as white as the snow capping the towering peaks to their rear. His eyes were a striking sea blue. A brown beaver hat adorned his head, and cradled in his big arms was a hawken. "I don't see them," the younger man commented. "Keep looking, Nate." His eyes narrowing, Nate scrutinized the slope carefully, estimating they were at least a half mile from the mountain in question. Large boulders dotted the slope, interspersed with stands of evergreen trees, typical terrain for the west slope of the Rocky Mountains. "I still don't see any Indians, Shakespeare." The older man chuckled. "You're just like your uncle was when he first came out to the Rockies, Nathaniel."